Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Faith in the Faithful One. Have faith in God, Jesus answered, Mark 11:22. Faith works no miracles, it never has, but God does, and always will. God is the provider of power. Faith is simply the channel through which His power is released. In Mark 11, Jesus used the withered fig tree as an object lesson to teach the importance of well-placed faith that is in God, the Faithful One. J. Hudson Taylor, pioneer missionary to China, knew firsthand a lifestyle of faith in a great and faithful God. Walk with J. Hudson Taylor, English founder of the China Inland Mission in the 1800s. We should bring every care for temporal things to Him and then be anxious for nothing. Is our path dark? He is our sun. Are we in danger? He is our shield. If we trust Him, we shall not be put to shame. But if our faith should fail, His will not. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. As the light which shines from the dark waters of the lake is the reflection of the sun's rays, so a person's faith is the impression and reflection of God's faith. The one who holds God's faith will not be reckless or foolhardy, but will be ready for every emergency. The person who holds God's faith will dare to obey Him. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 11, verse 20 through chapter 12, verse 12.
In the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." They arrived again in Jerusalem. And while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to Him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "And who gave you authority to do this?" Jesus replied, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or of human origin? Tell me." They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will ask, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But if we say, 'Of human origin,'" they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Mark 12. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another. That one they killed. He sent many others, some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this passage of Scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away.
Do you have a friend who has proved faithful in the past? Then you will have little trouble trusting that friend in the future. So it is with faith in God, faithfulness begets faith. You trust your trustworthy supplier, not yourself or your feelings. The living, loving God of creation, the one who made the mountains and therefore has no trouble removing them at the proper time, generates a faith that will not shrink when washed in the waters of affliction, a faith against which mountains of adversity don't stand a chance.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.